Last week, representatives from South Carolina and other state departments of agriculture met as EPA Region 4 to discuss regional issues in the Southeast. I am talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers right now. And Commissioner, tell us, what were some of the things that were on the agenda?
Well, the main part of the agenda was to get to know the new regional administrator in Atlanta that covers our area from Lake Florida, North Carolina, over to Alabama and Mississippi and Tennessee. So mm-hmm. For the Southeast or in Region 4. So the administrator, along with the ag liaison, Ms. Park, but she's done a good job for us. So it was just for all of us to give them our issues and how we were anticipating that we could work together on behalf of agriculture in our states.
Of course, agribusiness is the largest part of our state economy here in South Carolina. It has a major impact on rural counties. What are some of those main points of interest that came up in conversation?
Well, we had to bring up WOTUS, WOTUS of the U.S., because we are hearing that the current administration wants to roll back the rule to the 2015 ruling, and that that is not a positive step for agriculture, but if the ag exemptions are kept in place, that will make it better. And then looking what they do call special local needs exemptions, that all states aren't treated the same. So that's critical that we keep that in place. We reminded them that with all of the emphasis on climate and carbon offsetting and whatnot, that agriculture is part of the answer, and we need for the EPA to be an advocate for us in telling that story to whoever the other regulators might be that are involved in this. So mm-hmm. that was a point we made. And then just the fact that, farmers are stewards of the land, and we want, like everyone else, we want the land and the water and the air that we breathe, the water we drink, everything to be as pristine as possible, serving agriculture, but also, being conserved for everyone to enjoy for, years and years to come.
I know there were a lot of other things, and we can't get into all of the details there, but I do know that you volunteered to send some firefighters to North Carolina, where there's some wildfires that have done some extensive damage there, and Commissioner Troxler there in North Carolina was very glad to accept that, and so hopefully that will not come to pass, that you'll have to do that, but I know he was very grateful for the offer.
Well, yeah, that was one of the good parts of that meeting with all of us. I think the EPA could see the camaraderie that exists between the commissioners in the Southeast, and that working together, we can make them a part of the team as well. So a little different perspectives over the last 4 years, but that was the reason we had the meeting, to let everyone get some face time with each other, even though it was virtual, but still. Mm-hmm. So we welcome the new EPA administrator and the new team in place, and look forward to serving agriculture and kind of being that liaison between them and our South Carolina farmers.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.